A bill filed ahead of this year's legislative session in Kentucky would ban retailers from providing certain kinds of plastic bags. Similar laws have already been passed in 8 states, but the measure faces an uphill climb in the Commonwealth. Ryan Van Velzer of member station WFPL has more.
According to a UN report, every year more than 8 million tons of plastic end up in the ocean, costing at least $8 billion in damages to marine ecosystems. Among the largest source of this pollution are single-use plastics. That's why Democrat Mary Lou Marzian of Louisville is sponsoring a bill that would restrict the use of plastic bags, straws, and foam containers.
It's not only important for Kentucky, it's important for environmental concerns and climate change and polluting our lakes and streams. So I think it's important for the whole world.
Opponents of the measure say a new law is unnecessary as retailers are already beginning to respond to changes in customer attitudes. Kentucky Retail Federation spokesman Steve McLean cited one such example.
Kroger has announced that they'll be moving away from plastic bags with the goal of eliminating them, I believe, by 2025.
Marzian's bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-controlled legislature. Last year, the bill didn't even get a hearing in the House Natural Resources and Energy Committee. The chairman of that committee is Republican Representative Jim Gooch of Providence.
The thing is, though, is when we try to pass laws that really restrict, you know, what businesses can do and what individuals individually can do, I don't think that's the way to go.
Gooch does believe that plastic pollution is a problem, but says it's up to individuals to be better stewards of the planet. I'm Ryan Van Velzer in Louisville.